So the Oscars were last night, and I watched the show. I didn't think it was all that great of a show. I mean, it just was a, you know, average Oscar show. That I don't think the excitement was there. Some people say that Jennifer Lopez was showing her nipple, but no, it was just a shadow. And there was one cuss word beeped out. No big deal. The only surprise I thought was that Meryl Streep won her Oscar for The Iron Lady, actress in a leading role, and that makes her third Oscar in like 35 years or something like that. I think she won her first Oscar in 1979. So, you know, good for her. I was actually very pleased. She's the one I voted for. I actually downloaded the Oscar app for the iPad, and I filled out, you know, my guesses and stuff, and they were supposed to keep track of my guesses and compare the winners to my guesses, but the app never did that, and I may have downloaded it too late, because I was actually downloading it and filling it out as Billy Crystal was giving his monologue. So I read something that you had to have it done before the show started, so oh well. So I have no idea how many guesses I got right. But besides Meryl Streep winning for Best Actress, I was really pleased that Christopher Plummer won for Beginners. That's a movie I've been wanting to see for a while now, and I still am going to see it, but I just need to watch it on iTunes or something. But I stayed up to the very end, and The Artist won the Best Picture. I have no desire to see a silent movie. I don't get the hoopla over that. And that movie seemed to win a lot of awards for actor in a leading role. Excuse me, Jean Dujardin won for The Artist. The other big winner seemed to be Hugo. They won a lot of technical awards. The Artist won for directing and costume design and what else? Musical score, music original score. So I don't know. I still have no desire to see the movie The Artist. I do want to see Beginners. I want to see The Iron Lady and The Descendants. Although someone told me today that The Descendants was not as good as they thought it was going to be. So it was disappointing. We'll see though. I don't know. I still want to see it. So those three I want to see. What was the other thing I was going to say about that? I think that's about it, really. The Oscars were just the Oscars. I mean, and I had the remote in my hand. As soon as they announced the Best Picture was The Artist, I turned off the TV and went right to sleep. Of course, it was 11:32 or something like that night. And I was dead tired. So dead tired that today when I got home, I took a two-hour nap, which I love to do. I love to nap. But anyway, so yeah, the Oscars are done for another year. No big deal. Oh, the other one, I knew there was one other one to say, because now I'm seeing it on Access Hollywood as I record this. Octavia Spencer won for The Help, which I was so pleased. So three of my picks were perfect. Christopher Plummer, Octavia Spencer, and Meryl Streep. So pleased with that. Anyway, I didn't go to any Oscar parties. Nobody invited me. I'm sure some people had Oscar parties, but, you know, whatever. So that's the Oscars. Moving on to politics. Tomorrow are the primaries in Michigan and Arizona. And I believe the last news report I saw about these, Romney has regained some of his lead in Michigan, and he may possibly go ahead and win his own home state of Michigan. I'm still hoping that Rick Santorum pulls out a win in Michigan, but I have a feeling it will be Mitt Romney, and I think Mitt Romney's also going to win in Arizona. I think that was already a given, but because it's Arizona and Michigan tomorrow. Of course, I'll be watching those results come in, and I don't know if I'll record or wait till Wednesday when I have the results back. I don't know. We'll see. But this whole weekend, Rick Santorum's been saying things that are just getting people crazy about. He's getting all upset about church and the separation of church and state, and saying that just because a person has religion doesn't mean they can't voice their opinion. That's true. You can voice your opinion, but don't include religion into it. You know, plain and simple. Because your religion is not my religion or anybody else's religion. It's yours. Keep it to yourself. That kind of thing. Then there was the thing about Mitt Romney said about NASCAR. He said, he didn't necessarily say he wasn't a fan, but what he did say was that he's got a lot of friends who are team owners. Hello, elitist. And then he said another time, my wife drives a couple Cadillacs. It's like, hello, dude, you just keep screwing yourself by saying these things and people cannot relate to you. Which I'm glad he's saying them, and I hope he continues to say them, because the chances for Obama get better and better every day. So those two idiots were talking this weekend, and Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich were being quiet, which is good. They should talk too, but anyway. So the primaries tomorrow will be interesting. We'll see how it goes. I still think it's going to be Super Tuesday before we have a very clear front runner slash winner. My state, Virginia, has their primary on Super Tuesday, which is March 6th, a week from tomorrow. And it's an open primary, meaning that anyone of any party can vote. However, I have yet to find this clarification. There was the possibility that the Republican Party was going to require that you sign a loyalty oath slash pledge when you go in to vote during the primary, meaning that you, whoever you vote for in the primary, whatever the outcome of the primary is, you will support the GOP nominee, whoever that is, and you would have to sign a pledge saying that. Well, you know, I'm very tempted to go there and vote anyway, because it is my right to vote, and then, of course, I might change my mind before the general election. It's almost, you know, it's so far away, I might change my mind. But I need to look into that, because if you're going to make you sign a pledge, I don't know if I can do that. We'll see. But Virginia's primary is March 6th, and I think that's going to be the day that, makes the decision. Going back to just for a second to the open primary, I was doing a little reading about what an open primary means, and it could mean, it means that anybody can vote, but that the parties who are holding the primary can, one, ask you to sign a loyalty oath, and two, request a donation to pay for the primary. I wasn't aware of that. So that's very interesting. I don't know. I still have to make up my mind if I'm going to do that next Tuesday or not. Because, you know, only Mitt Romney and Ron Paul are on the ballot in Virginia. And, of course, you know I would vote for Ron Paul. So, anyway, we'll see. Moving on to my last topic on my list are comments on the website. I got three comments on the last podcast, and one was from Gary in Albuquerque talking about Words with Friends, and he said he hasn't played it recently. Well, I will say that Big Fatty is still killing me on Words with Friends. So is Tex Allen. My partner gets really mad at me. He's like, you're going to lose because I keep opening up these big point scores for these people by opening up like triple word score or a triple letter score or whatever. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm just having fun playing the game. So just let me be. Because, you know, sometimes I let him play the games for me and he says, I can't help you here. You're going to lose. You're going to lose. I'm like, whatever. I'm just having fun playing the game. And then I heard from Stevie B, and Stevie B says, so glad to find you again. A certain redhead told me you were back at it. He's just made a career transition, so lots of changes for him. And I did hear that he was going to retire and move on to, I believe, the private sector. So, Stevie B, whatever you're doing, congratulations on your retirement and to the new job. I hope it's all you had hoped it would be, and that it's very lucrative as well. The last comment was from Dr. Wesley P. Stone, or just Wes Stone, as he put on the comment. He has mentioned something, and now this is a question for listeners in general. He says, has anyone mentioned having trouble playing your podcast on an iPod Touch? My third generation iPod Touch freaks out whenever I play your podcasts, and it's only yours. It slows down, will sometimes skip, and I need to pause it. It will always crash iTunes. I can listen to it all the way through as long as I press play and don't do anything else with it while it's playing. Wes, you're the only person I've heard this from. I have not heard this issue from anybody else. I kind of think it may be user error. This must be something going on with your iPod. I don't know. However, I'm throwing it out there for anybody else who's listening. I know I have about 160 people who are downloading and listening. So if you play it on an iPod Touch or any other device where it is skipping or crashing your iTunes or whatever, please let me know and I'll look into it. But Wes, you're the only person I've heard this from, so I don't know what the deal is. Good luck with that. So that's all I have for today. Until next time, which might be another day this week, I'm not sure. I hope you guys are having a great week. Had a good Monday and a good weekend. And until next time, bye.